type of mud. Hanira that you can pour off this mud is Allah Yachich. That will teach us. Rashi says, Sheroyal Ariko Meklia Kli. If you have mud that's very liquidy, that you can pour it from one Kli to another Kli. It's not solid, hard mud. It's very, very soft mud. Kagoyin Shurach. It's very soft. Allah Yachim, it's Tarif Le'aboyim Soh. If you have a mikvah, and part of the Aboyim Soh water is this mud, it's a kosher mikvah, not a betavel in this mikvah. But the Atoibel boy, let's say you want to put your body into this mud itself, Loyos Le'tfilah doesn't know for Tfilah's mikvah. To see there's such a thing that it could become part of the mikvah and makes the mikvah kosher, this mud could become part of the water to give it a shear of 40 saw, and now you could be terrible in the mikvah. But for Nesvegan, in the mud itself, it can't be terrible. The mud is not mamish like a mikvah to be terrible, it's just a tziruf, it can make the mikvah kosher. So that's the same thing by this avir. The avir on top of the schach, it doesn't pass with the sukkah, but our kopotim is not kosher to sit underneath it. Rashi says, Vatayvul boy, the mem saw, Shekulai titnorik, if you have all mem saw made out of this mud, is loyosla tvilo. So, it's not a mesechtimic voice. We don't like this a mesechtimic voice. Elo, malim, vloy, poisim. These things help, but don't pass them. Hashel is the abor, vak, far, vak, golem. The melo, the titanirik. O malim, what does it mean? Hainu, mashlimim. Aslu, mi, imus, neyat, maloy. It means it's mashlim. They can make the rest of the mikvah kosher. But if you have a whole mikvah just made out of this mud, it's possible. So you see such a case. It could be mashlim, it could help you finish off the shear. By sukkah also this space finishes off, you have a kosher of sukkah here, 7x7. But I call upon it, and it itself is possible, you can't sleep underneath it. And that's the loch like that. You have the air pocket going all along the whole sukkah, you can't sleep or eat underneath the air pocket. So that's the Mishnah. We have this before. If you make your sukkah look like a tent, in other words, there's no two things, a wall and a roof. It's only one slanty wall that ends up to be the top of the roof. So you make your sukkah like a tent. Kim in tzrif. Or else you take a wall, and you make the wall slanty. That your wall for the sukkah now is going along the wall. Now it's also type of a tent. You have the wall of the house here, and outside you take one wall and lie it across diagonally to go along the wall. So the same type of a thing. You don't have two things, a wall and a gag and a roof. You only have one thing. You only have walls. Hey, the walls and the roof are together. Is the locha Reb Lezer Poisa. Reb Lezer says, no, it's a posla sukkah. If Neishen lo gag, you don't have a gag. The type of schach means it has to be a roof. A roof means you have a roof and walls. But here that the walls itself becomes the roof, it's no good. The Chachamim machshirim. Chachamim don't like this swear. No, I don't care. The Meister, the walls and the roof could be one thing. The Meister, if you have it coming up more than 10 tefachim, and 10 tefachim up, there's still a shear of zayin by zayin tefachim. You have a shear of hechsher sukkah. I don't care the fact the walls go straight up and meet like a tent. So what? You don't have to have two things, a roof and the wall. The wall itself could be the roof. As long as you have a size inside of 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, it has to be at least high 10 tefachim. Rashi says, Kimin Srif, Koch shall side in Sharvim boy as the office to hide there to capture the birds there. Or Shisankla Kaisi here. The Fishem Lagagra says, Shenikya Mal Gago Mal Kaisi. We can't tell the difference between the roof and the wall. The oil Meshupa Lav Oyelu. The old roof, that slanty is not called an oil. Elim Ken Yeshboy Tefach Zokov Kirtani Mabraista. Unless you have at least a Tefach there also going straight up. But if the wall, all you have is just a slanty wall, that's not called the gag, it's not called the kosher schach. The loch we hope like Reb Lezer will be possible. Maratona, Moidi Reb Lezer, Shemigdiya Menakaka Tefach. That if you picked up the bottom of your tent, first it goes through, you have a mechitza there going straight up a tefach. And then on top of that tefach, then you put the slanty walls, then it's a kosher sukkah. Because we consider the bottom tefach for a mechitza. And then the top slanty wall, that is gag. Like we have before already, a gag has a shem gag, a roof is called the roof, if it's roofing on over a tefach. As long as the tefach there is called the roof. Slamaisa, for a sukkah itself, true, he has to be able to live there, there has to be space inside it, yutzfachim tall. Here, avadar, in this tent, it is yutzfachim tall. So therefore, what's livable inside is called the kosher sukkah. But lamaisa, to give it a shem schach, you have to have a roof and walls. For this we say, as long as you have a wall, going straight up one tefach, that makes whatever's on top of it called a roof. The middle of the kosher sukkah. Son of Moedi Reb Lezer, shemegdiya min akarka tefach, oy shefliga min akosel tefach, Or else when you're taking, you have one wall straight up, and then you're making the side wall going slanty, diagonal, across the wall. So we're saying now you have no roof, you just have your walls become the roof. But let's say the slanty, let's say now the slanty wall doesn't mamish touch the wall itself. It stays a tefach away. And this top tefach here now, you have a straight out tefach. So nice, you have one tefach flat. That's called a roof. And now you have the rest of the wall coming up slanty. So you have two things. You have a wall on the chitza, and on top of that, the wall doesn't reach, the slanty wall doesn't reach the straight wall, but it stops far away, a tefach away. So that top tefach away, you have a mechitza, you have a gag, a roof. So that's called again, you have a gag, you have a mechitza, you have a roof, and you have a wall. That's a kosher sukkah. Yeah, my tamay, what's the reason? No, for the more, my tamay of the rabbonim, why do the rabbonim argue in your blessing, why do they say it's kosher? Because they hold that shipua ayalim kielim domi. The sheep of something is slanty, a slanty wall could also be called like a tent. There's no halacha, you have to have two things separately, a wall and a roof. A slanty wall, two slanty walls that come to look like a tent, is also called an oil. Even though you didn't pick it up, you don't have any special roof on it, so what? A slanty wall itself also has a locha like an oil, like a roof. The Kogani Bekilas Chasan of the Sukkah. Abaya found Rabbi Yosef that he was sitting inside the Sukkah. Now he had a body, he had a kosher Sukkah. It's a regular, normal Sukkah. Just inside the Sukkah he had a bed, and on top of the bed he had a canopy like Bekilas Chasanim. And he was sleeping underneath his canopy. Now the canopy itself was 10 tefachim tall, high, but it came on top like a point, like a tent. It was only a top. It didn't have real roof on top. It came to a point on top, looked like a tent on top of it. That's the way he was sleeping inside the sukkah. So the question is, if a slanty tent is called the noyel, is called a roof-like, then it's possible what he was doing, because he was sleeping in a canopy, not under a sukkah. But if we say a slanty tent is not called the noyel, so it's not called the reshus by itself, the canopy, therefore it's good, he was in the sukkah as kosher. So he found him sleeping in the canopy, that even though it was gavoyet, like Rashi says, lefi shein lo gag, it didn't have any roof on top, this canopy, tefach, it wasn't worn a tefach on top. Therefore he didn't consider it like an oil, therefore he held his lot of sleep under this canopy. It's not called the reshus by itself, therefore it was mutter. So if the rabbi found Rabbi Yosef sleeping in this canopy, is omalei, keman kiri ableza, l'chur you mean to pass like ableza now mishnah that holds, that a slanty wall is not called like an oil. Therefore, also, the slanty canopy is not called an oil. So, therefore, you're not called sleeping in something else than the sukkah. You're rather in the sukkah. So, yes, the makasha, shavkis rabbonin, the yadvis Reb Leza. True, Reb Leza now mishnah holds like that. But usually, we should pass like a chomin. When machlekes yochid v'rabim, we pass like a rabbin. So, since the chomin say in our mishnah that a slanty wall is called an oil, it is called a kosher sukkah. So now, if you're inside a kosher sukkah and you're sleeping under a canopy that looks like a tent, it should also be possible, because the tent also has a shem like an oil. So mice, you're not sleeping in the sukkah, you're sleeping in a tent in the canopy, so it should be possible. Like, why were you standing on your blazer? The kriy should possible at the rabbanon. Omulei in the back, you should know. Bryce ipchatoni. I learned the bryce that learns the opposite from our mishnah. The bryce says like this. Reb Lezer Machsher. Reb Lezer Tak holds the sukkah is kosher. If you have a sukkah looking like a tent, the walls and the roof together, it's a kosher oil. The Chachamim and Poistim. The Chachamim don't say no. The mill is very good. According to this Bryce, so who should we pass the line? Like the Chachamim. To say that slanty walls, a slanty tent, is not called an oil. It's a possible sukkah. So therefore, if you have a kosher sukkah and you're sleeping in your bed that has a canopy on top, it looks like a tent, it's kosher. Because the top of the canopy has no wall, has no roof to it, it's not called an oil. So yes, the makasha though good, you have a brisa like you, but the churu machlokes between a brisa and a mishnah, we go like the mishnah. So yes, the makasha shavkis masnisin the yavtis kerab kebrisa. How come you leave our mishnah? Our mishnah says no, that the chodim say machshirim. So according to the chodim, a slanty tent is called an oil. So how come you left our mishnah and did like the brisa? Amalei answered back, shno masnisin chidoi. Our Mishnah is a Yochit. Tetanya, we learn someplace else not like our Mishnah. Hoy says Sukkosa Kim in Trif. If somebody makes the Sukkah like a tent, in other words, the wall and the roof is the same thing. There's no top Tefach, it's a point on top. or shesom chalakaisel. Or else you have a wall going straight up, and next to it you put a wall diagonally. That's the way you make your sukkah. So again, you have no roof. You only have a wall. Is Rabbi Nosin Oimer, that Rabbi Lezer poisel, v'vnei shein lo gag, v'chachom imach shirin, the chom se takrit is kosher. So, come to say, you see a braisa like our Mishnah, but it's not a stam Mishnah, it's Rabbi Nosin. Rabbi Nosin is explaining the braisa this way. So, Mela, our Mishnah is not a stam Mishnah, it's a yochid. So, Mela, I don't learn like a yochid of a Mishnah, I'd rather like a stam braisa. In other words, this braisa explains our Mishnah, who said it? Rabbi Nosin. Rabbi Nosin, the yoch, was the one to explain to us that the Shita saw that Rabbi Lezer holds this possum, and the chom say machshir like we have in our Mishnah. So it's not a stam mishnah, it's only a yochid. Mashenik and the braisa is a stam braisa. So in this case, I could rather listen to a braisa than listen to a mishnah that goes according to a yochid. So therefore, the lochatak is that we hold like the braisa, that the chom are the one that says it's poisel. The chom say that a slanty sukkah is poisel. If you have a sukkah looking like a tent, and there's no flat surface on top, or tefach wide, it's a poisel sukkah. So melehu adin, if you have a kosher sukkah, just you're sleeping underneath your canopy, since the canopy comes straight to a point on top, there's no width of a tefach on top, it's not called an oil. Therefore, it's kosher, you're allowed to sleep in it in the sukkah. Mishnah Vayta. Machzeles kanim, if you have a mat, lemaisa, they sell these things, a bamboo mat. You have a bamboo that are twirled together, made into a mat. Is gedolah, it's a very big mat, also leshchiva, and mestama, then it's made to lie on. Then the kabelas tumah, then this mat of bamboo sticks is makabel tumah, it's like a bed, it's a kli. V'yein mesachim bo, then you're not allowed to throw on top of your sukkah v'schach. What about the sichuch? If your whole purpose why you made this mat of bamboo sticks was for the purpose of schach, is mesachim bo, then you're allowed to use it for schach. It's not called a kli, it's not v'yein mekabel tumah, it's not makabel tumah. It wasn't made l'shchiva, it was only made to use for schach, it's not called a kli, therefore it's kosher. We have a lezer, and Rav Lezer says it depends. He says like this, achas ketan of yachas gedola. It doesn't make enough for me if it's a big mat of bamboo sticks or a small mat of bamboo sticks. It depends like this, what did you make it for? Also, l'shchiv, if you made it for the purpose of using it for a bed to lie down on top of, mekabelas tuma. It's called the kli, it's mekabel tuma. Therefore, v'yem esachim bo, you can't use it for schach. What about l'sichuch? Let's say you made these bamboo sticks, this bamboo mat, for the purpose of using it for schach. Then we say Mesachim Bo, then you could use it for Schach. Why? V'yeinu Mekabel Tumah, it's not called a Kli, it's not Mekabel Tumah. And Rashi says, really, Machzelos kind of means kosher. A mat made out of bamboo sticks is very hard. V'yeinu Echel Mishkav, it's not so easy to sleep on it. So it depends what you made it for. If you made it L'shchios L'shchiva, Hoyo V'yacht L'kach, you set it aside now for sleeping on top of, or it's a Kli. You made it into a bed like a Kli. Mekabel Tumah, V'yeinu Mesachim Bo, you can't use it for Schach. Mashenkel Sichok Venom Kanel Suma. The law of Kliu, it's not called the Kli. That's really the Sharla Meister people use today. They use mats, bamboo shades they have. They sell in the store, bamboo shades you throw on top of your sukkah. So a lot of Achrenim Amaturim, they say like this Svara. It's not made for Kli to sleep on. It's only made for a shade that's not really called a Kli by itself. It's like part of the house. It's not a Kli, it's not a Kabbal Tumma. Therefore, Meister, it's kosher for Schach. That's what some hold. Right, Zot Gemara. It's a steer in the Mishnah itself. Or Mat, you're telling me now, also l'shchiva, if you made it specially for sleeping on this mat of bamboo sticks, mekabelas tumah. It's called a kli, v'yei mesachim bo. So taima, what's the reasoning of the Mishnah? To yos l'shchiva. Because you had in mind now to make it for the purpose of sleeping on top of. So therefore it's called a kli. Hostoma, let's say you made it without any intentions. You didn't think what you were making it for. Stam, they made a bamboo mat. Then it's mashiv the Mishnah l'sichuch. That stam is considered made l'sichuch, like Rashi says in the Mishnah, because they're very hard. It's not so normal to use it for a bed. So if was stam, it's made l'sichuch, then it's kosher. The other time, but then the Mishnah right away says not like that. It says l'sichuch. If you made the mats 100% l'shem schach for the purpose of using it to cover a roof, then the sachim, but then you could use it. The end of a kabbalas tumah. It's not called the klif of a kabbal tumah. So it's a diyak time. What's the reasoning? The yos l'sichuch, because you made it for the purpose of using for schach. Hostom, if you made it without any intentions, is l'shchiva. Mashu min astam, it's made l'shchiva. So chutz asiro, is a mat that's made without intentions, is it made min astam to use for sleeping on, or is it made for the purpose of schach?
So Mar says, all that kash, that is no stira. Kan bigdela, kan bigtana. One's a big one, one's a small one. In other words, big ones, min astam is made, le sichich bo. We'll soon see. Yeah, big ones are made the shchiva, yeah, usually. Yeah, big ones are usually made the shchiva. Rashi says, kan bigdela, kan bigtana. The same for the dharma of the ratio, the same for the comma, the imktani, the ostasich masachim, or hostam or the shriva. Hey, stam is a small one is made the shriva, and a big one is made lascha. Therefore, there's no stira. So Mara says, Vishtaim le rabbon le kashya le rablezer kashya nan. Rablezer, when Rablezer says, achas katana v'achas gdol, there's no difference between a big one or a small mat. Ostam le shriva, he made it for the purpose of sleeping on mikabelas tumma. The yang masachim, but you can't use it for schach. Time not to deacon your blazer wine, so you ask the shiva because you had in mind to make it for the purpose of sleeping on. Hostom, if you didn't have anything in mind, lesikoch, minastam, we said it's made for the purpose of schach. Amos Sefer, what does the Sefer of Blazer say? No, also lesikoch, if you made it intentions, you had in mind to use it for schach, misachim bo. You are allowed to use it for schach. V'yena mekabelos tum, it's not called a tli, it's not mekabel tum. So you have the deek now, taima the yos lesikoch. Why do we say it's kosher? Because you have intentions in mind to make it for the purpose of schach, for covering. Hostom, if you didn't have this in mind, you made it stam, you general, you didn't have anything special in mind. L'shriva, we say then you had a mind, then minastam it's time for shriva. Say to Steve, bring up Lezer. Because Rav Lezer is talking about both, whether it's bigger, whether it's small mat, don't make a difference. So to Steve, bring up Lezer. What is the stam mat? If you don't have anything in mind, what is the raiment for? Is it raiment for sleeping? Or is it raiment for schach? It's a stira. So Marin says, Elo Amar Rava, Rava said like this. The Gedayla, when you have Takra, big mat, Kuliyamulay Pligi, everybody holds this Tamal Sichach. A big mat is too hard, it's Minastam made the Sichach to cover with. Ki Pligi, where's the Machlekes Biktana? When you have a small mat, what is it made for? Tanakama Sobar, Stam Kitana Lishchiva. He holds a small mat, Minastam it's made for sleeping on. If you have less of Sobar, no, Stam Kitana Namal Sichach. A small mat is also minastam made l'sichach, like Rashi says, because it's too hard to sleep on a mat made from bamboo sticks. So minastam is always made from nasla l'sichach. Only if you made it for the purpose, intentions of sleeping on, then it's alright. Then it's possible. V'chikom, this is what it means to say. Ma'ach telas hakanim, gedorlef, you have big bamboo mats,